Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
To another segment of the Spirited Debate. I'm Lauren Green, Chief Religion Correspondent for Fox News Channel. Does God use the motion of the planets to communicate with us, to announce things to come? Well, many people believe that an astronomical occurrence called four blood moons is a message from God. A blood moon is a full lunar eclipse, and four of them in a row is called a tetrad. When they've occurred on the Jewish High Holy Days, it's coincided with major historical events, like the Six-Day War in 1967. Four blood moons on the Jewish High Holy Days has happened only three times in the last 500 years. The next time it occurs is starting next spring on the Jewish Passover. Pastor Hagee has written a book called Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change, and he joins me now. This is fascinating because I get a lot of books about end times prophecies and what's the Bible trying to say, and this one really fascinated me because it charts history of astronomical occurrences, the Jewish High Holy Days of Passover and the Feast of the Tabernacles, and these occurrences. And I want to go over just a couple of the things that have happened, because it's only happened in three times.
Three times in over 500 years.
In 500 years.
And this is confirmed by NASA. This is not something that a religious think tank put together. This is something that you can check on the internet. This is what NASA says has happened. And this is what they say is going to happen.
This is, and we have a full screen up, and it's exactly what I did when I saw your book, because I wanted to verify that these things had happened, and sure enough, it was. That's why I wanted to have you on. Four blood moons have occurred in 1493-94, fall of Spain, the Jews expelled from them, and Columbus discovers America, what the Bible calls it, the infant nation.
Right.
1949 to 1950, it follows Israel being declared a nation.
State.
That's, and then a nation state. And then 1967-68, the Six-Day War. Those are the last three times that a four blood moons have occurred.
Right.
And so the next time it occurs actually is starting next spring.
Starts April the 15th, 2014, next spring, and it happens on Passover. The second blood moon next year will be October the 8th on the Feast of Tabernacles. And then in 2015, it will happen again on Passover. And then it will happen the last time, September the 15th, and that will be on the Feast of Tabernacles. The irony of what it takes to get the sun, the earth, and the moon in a perfect alignment, to have a blood moon, and then for those blood moons to be on this exact date, is something that just is beyond coincidental. The Bible very clearly says, Joel the second chapter says, the day of the Lord will be as when the sun refuses to shine. And the significant thing is that between these four blood moons will be a total solar eclipse, and the moon will be turned to blood. That is exactly repeated in Acts the second chapter. It is repeated by Jesus Christ in the book of Luke, the 21st chapter, when he said, you will see the sun, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And when you see these signs, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh.
So you're saying that this next four blood moons that's starting next spring, is this the end times what we're looking for, or do you not know what is being communicated with this?
Technically, prophetically, the end times began with the feast of, with the outpouring of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. So we've been in the end times when you believe the dispensational seven-day period of time that equates to the 7 days of generation. There are seven ages and dispensations. We have been in the end times a long time. But when we are reaching that point in time, when world history is about to change, we are entering that zone, and it's going to change forever, going to change dramatically, and it's going to involve Israel, because it has involved Israel in 1492, 1948, 1967. And each time it has gone from tragedy to triumph. 1492, as you said, the Jewish people were kicked out of Spain with the Edict of Expulsion by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. America was discovered and the Jewish people had a home until Israel became the state. In 1948, 49, Israel was a state. The thing that preceded that was the Holocaust, a time of tears and tragedy. 1967 was the Six-Day War, and then Jerusalem became a part of the state.
But what, do we know what it's going to happen? I mean, we get a lot of prophecy, a lot of end-time prophecies. I get the books a lot. But there's no telling what is actually going to happen. I mean, you could not have predicted a Six-Day War. You could not have predicted a lot of the things that happened after the Second World War with the, you know, with the partition for Israel. Is there any way to predict actually what's going to happen? And it will happen after the last four blood moons, which would be in 2015.
There is a sequence of prophetic events that the Bible says will happen, but it does not give a when. It just says, when you see these signs, like this, lift up your heads and rejoice, your redemption draweth nigh, meaning that the end of this age is coming, and the Messianic age is going to appear. How long is that? No one knows.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and I urge people to not only, you know, check out your book, but also check out what's on the internet, because there's a lot of stuff about four blood moons that people can check out for themselves and see what they think. I mean, there are a lot of people who would just poo-poo any kind of end-time prophecy. There are a lot of theologians that say that you can't predict what's going to happen. But the fact is that this is an astronomical occurrence that did occur, that happened at this time, and that the next one is going to start happening next spring. So it's fascinating. And, you know, one last thing, though. For the first time in history, I believe, Hanukkah is on Thanksgiving.
For the first time in thousands of years, and it will not happen ever again.
Is that part of what's changing in this world, too? God's trying to communicate with us something, or is this not even related?
Well, I can't address that because that's not something I've researched. But I have researched this backwards and forwards. And the concept that these four blood moons happen on a high holiday four times in a row with a solar eclipse in the middle is beyond the null hypothesis of probability. This is something that the Bible, using the sun, the moon, and the stars as a communication system to humanity, says something is about to change and world history is going to change forever.
Well, the book is called Four Blood Moons and Something is About to Change. Pastor John Hagee, thank you very much for being on the Spirit of Debate.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
All right, and thank you very much for joining me.
In closing, if you want another listen or tell your friends about us, go to the website dedicated to this program, www.cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our free monthly newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. God bless you. Shalom. Rita Williams, cephasministry.com.